Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Jack is just what his title says. He's executive vice president of team development. He helps in all areas of the team, helps me with the team. He helps departments that, you know, work with the team, obviously training room, equipment room, you know, helps me with putting in, you know, processes to really the duties of each department relative to the team. You know, it's all about the team and how can we improve the team. And Jack has been an excellent addition to the organization.
You've heard about him, but we're going to hear from him. And I promise you, your life will never, ever be the same again. Jack Easterby's five keys to life, courtesy of a speech he gave at Midlands College a short time ago. I promise you, you're about to be motivated and you're going to realize how a guy in such a short time, just a couple months, goes over there and takes over an NFL franchise and becomes the face of power in regards to the Houston Texans. Yes, I said power because power is influence.
He has. I mean, I put that story together the other day that he's going to have as much, if not more, power than either the head coach or the general manager.
Absolutely not.
Well, I think most of us realize that I'm absolutely right there, John McClain. You could tell that. You could tell that in his demeanor that we talked about just in the last segment. He kind of looked humbled. You could tell by his words there. And
absolutely not.
I'm sorry, John. You're wrong on this one. But no, I think Easterby is clearly going to be like the guy that is right at the right-hand man of Kyle McNair.
And you're going to hear why in about 5 minutes. I promise you, Figgy, that hair on the back of your neck is going to be sticking up in 5 minutes. But before we do that, the OG John Lopez has had a lot of intriguing assignments over the course of his journalism career, covering sports not just in Houston but around the country for three decades. 1998.
Yep.
21 years ago, we all remember the most magical home run chase in MLB history.
Nobody really remembers that they were tied at 66 later in September when the thought was McGuire broke the record and just went on to hit 70. Don't forget, Sammy ended up with 66.
70 was just so nice and even, and there's an interstate that runs right through St. Louis at 70. I mean, it's perfect.
While the home run race of 98 saved the game, brought people back, it ruined baseball. You don't trust anything you see.
Pursuit was so pure. We all thought it was anyway, and turns out we didn't know what we thought we knew.
And the OG John Lopez,
I was following him all over the country, man.
Was sent on assignment to follow Mark McGuire and Sammy Sosa, and he was on hand in attendance when this happened.
Traxel winds and fires. Big Mac, swing and a shot into the corner. It might make it. There it is, 62, folks. It just got over the left field wall in the corner, and we have a new champion.
We had a historic experience from the OG.
I mean, there's
John
nothing
Lopez
that can really top that. We understand what happened in the aftermath, and it kind of diminished it a little bit. But nothing could top that run. I mean,
what was that like, dude?
It was just incredible.
Y'all had a high budget, man.
People talked about it saving baseball at the time. Because keep in mind, they're coming off a strike. Was it 94? There was a little bit of apathy toward baseball in general. And then here come these guys. You know, it was really incredible.
I'm not trying to hike my leg on your accomplishment. But that McGuire-Sosa home run chase cannot hold the jock of the home run race we got going on right now here in Houston. Yordan Alvarez in his first game hit a home run, which meant he tied Tyler White with one total home run on the season, despite the fact Tyler White had played 43 games and Yordan had only played one. And business really picked up yesterday because Tyler White came to the plate with the pressure on, tied with Yordan Alvarez in the home run chase, and with a new haircut in the bottom of the second, the Baker's Dozen does this.
The pitch is set high in the air to right field. Back on it is Yelich, still back, looking up, gone! Home run! Tyler White!
He sounded as surprised as anyone. Oh, it's gone.
And you could see Tyler White's happiness, not because he'd finally hit a home run, not because that nasty mop that he'd been carrying around all season was off his head, but because he had taken the lead from the man known as Yordan Alvarez. But Alvarez, later on in the game, with the pressure on, knowing that he had to tie Tyler White in home run totals, said this. Four bags, Mr. Bellhop.
Off it yet. That time he hooks it into right field on the changeup, and this ball's gone! He's gone! second row. This kid's got ridiculous power.
2 games into his career, 2 home runs for Yordan Alvarez, but most importantly, he is neck and neck with Tyler White in the home run chase. And John Lopez, as the season unfolds, and we're looking at the Houston Astros, and we're wondering, when are they going to clinch the AL West? When are they going to, where are they going to finish in the American League and in baseball? Are they going to finish with the best record in the league? How many all-stars are they going to have? All those storylines take a back seat, just like your Maguire Sosa assignment to the race between Yordan Alvarez and Tyler White.
And it is Yordan, by the way. He said it officially yesterday. Yordan Alvarez. So how many games has it taken Tyler White to get 2?
44.
How many games has it taken Yordan Alvarez to get 2?
2.
It's a race. It's a race now.
It's a race.
Well, let me ask you this.
It's history, baby.
How many more home runs will Alvarez hit before White hits his next one?
I don't know, man. That's why this is so intriguing.
I say 7.
I don't know. Alvarez is hitting another this week. Everything he touches goes over.
2 games.
Everything he touches goes over. Mm-hmm. 6'5", 240. Looking
he's just
sharp
a
up
beast,
there.
Man.
He's a monster. He's worth the hype, and hopefully he can hold off Tyler White because I got my popcorn ready. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you, Sports Radio 610. It's time to change your life. Your life will never be the same. I can promise you. You've heard about him, but you haven't heard from him. Jack Easterby, the most powerful man at NRG, he's about to change your life. He's the man calling the shots.
You uncovered some audio.
He's the life development coach for your Houston Texans.
And he's more than that, too, of course.
He spoke to Midlands High School, a group of baseball guys, and he gave the 5 keys to life, the 5 keys to success. Let's start with number one. What is the number one key to life, Mr. Easterby?
Number one is you need to embrace humility. You know, we live in a world right now where everybody is trying to separate themselves. And ideally, it's good to separate yourself and to create a resume for yourself and to create attention to yourself. And what it does is create an atmosphere of entitlement or pride that really is a cancer to our culture. Everybody's saying, how can I do it differently? Here's what I want to tell you. Humility is not thinking less of yourself. It's thinking of yourself less. And I'm telling you, if you want to be great, you got to embrace humility and you got to punt me. So as you consider what you're doing, my goal number one is that you would embrace humility.
That's beautiful. Embrace humility, key number one.
He sounds like a televangelist.
Just embrace it.
I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Just be open for change, okay?
Yeah, that was very televangelist-like.
So key number one, embrace humility.
I like it.
Key number two, Mr. Easterby, we're going to embrace the humility. What else do we got to do? What's the second key to life?
Number two, value the values. Value the values. What are you about, right? And they'll say, well, I'm about hard work. And I'll say, what time do you get up? And they'll say, well, I get up at 8. And I'll say, well, no, you're not about hard work then, because people who are about hard work get up at 5. And then people will say, well, I'm about the details. And I look at them and their socks don't match. Or they're late when they're supposed to be somewhere. And I said, no, you're not about the details. But the people who are really about it will separate themselves by valuing the values every single day.
I love that.
That's the music strong. We need right there.
That's strong.
Value the values.
Mm-hmm.
Key to life number 3 from Jack Easterby.
So number one, embrace humility. Number two, value the values. Number three, balance yourself. The reality is the people who are great are not just great usually at one thing. You need to read non-sports related books. You need to know the current events in our society. Because if you want to be great, you may get asked something or get put in a situation that's outside of the box. That means you pick up a book, maybe that you've never read, a history book about something in Europe. Maybe you go a place to learn something that you've never learned before. But you need to be balanced. And the more balanced people will be more sustainable, and more sustainable people will be successful.
A little worried about that one. I'm not very balanced.
Yeah, you're meaning on a personal level.
I know pop culture, but sports are pretty much what I know.
Yeah, that's all right.
You can't ask me about the other stuff.
You're balanced between those two things.
Well, I got to figure it out.
Yeah.
If I want to be at the caliber of Jack Easterby, which is at the caliber of the Houston Texans. If I'm going to cover the Houston Texans, I'm going to have to be balanced. You know what I'm going to do this weekend?
What are you going to do this weekend?
I'm going to go to an art museum.
You should. I do that occasionally now, to be fair.
And I'm not just going to walk around. I'm going to read everything.
That's one of those things that most guys, and I'm one that used to do this a lot, kind of turn their nose up on or feel like they're getting dragged, you know, by their spouse or girlfriend or whatever. I've been doing that in the last 5-6 years a lot more. It's really fun to learn and dig into something new like that.
I'm going.
You should.
I'm going. No, I need to.
Go to the Museum of Fine Art.
Jack Easterby
has me motivated.
I think
they have a Van Gogh thing going on right now that I've been wanting to look at.
The guy who cut his ear off, see? Maybe I am balanced.
No, that's all you know. That's all most people.
Ginger with the beard?
Name one of his works.
Starry Night.
Is that one of his?
Yeah.
I don't even know that for sure.
Starry Night.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up?
Good for you.
Maybe I'm selling myself short.
You're right.
Maybe Jack Easterby just has me digging within. So value number one, embrace humility. Value numero dos, value the values. Value number three, be balanced like Landlock. What is value number four, Mr. Easterby, the key to life?
Now here's number four because, man, this is the toughest one, I think, on the whole sheet. Listen to the inside and ignore the noise outside. Don't live for the hype. Don't live for the success of having your name in lights. Live for the inside. My challenge is live from the inside out, not from the outside in, because when you let other people determine what success is, you'll be miserable.
Wow. You're not too sold on that one, are you?
No. I am sold on that one. Listening to your inside, I always talk about white noise. You know, that's how I describe it. You know, the rest is just white noise. You need to kind of focus on where.
Why do they call it white noise?
Because you can't distinguish exactly what it is. It's just kind of like.
Why does it got to be white?
I don't know why they came up with that term. I need to look it up because I like those kinds of things. But why do they call it white noise?
I don't
know.
Why does it got to be white?
Could be Hispanic noise.
Could be brown noise.
Anything but black noise.
Come on, it could.
Come on, Figgy.
Mm-hmm. Nah, man.
Come on, Figgy. So you got to live for the noise inside, not outside. Mr. Easterby, you've given us four great keys.
The next one, the number five, I've uttered this myself multiple times to my kids and myself. I like number five the most.
You're a strong man.
Yeah.
The number five key to life, according to Texans Jack Easterby.
Here's my last thing, and I told you it was going to be brief. Love the process, not the results. Everybody who is in here has dreams. Man, awesome, have dreams. But dreams tend to focus on results. The one day of winning a championship, the one day of getting a ring, the one day of having your name in lights again, the one day of having your banner maybe hung. That's great, but that's only one day. You need to focus on processes. You need to focus on daily processes that get you up. But if you only focus on results when it really counts, you won't have a process.
That's a great, great line. I think more people need to understand that. Like, you know, I've got to do this. I've got to get this done. And you're not really enjoying the process of getting it done, the people you're with, the work that you're getting into it, the value and the satisfaction that you get out of it.
The key to a good speech, though, is not your list. It's how you close.
Yeah.
Let's see how Jack Easterby closes his five keys to life.
And I would dare say, if you take a moment like this seriously and you evaluate where you are, you think about what we're talking about, you put some really good people in your life, you got a chance to be great. You got a chance to be great. So thank you. God bless you. Have a great weekend. And hopefully we'll be back soon.
Told you.
By the way, he has been. He is an ordained pastor.
Yeah.
So he does have that in him. I mean, that was really impressive. I like that.
I'm changed.
36 years old?
I'm changed.
36 years old, I believe.
I think you might be a little off on that.
Let me see.
Yeah.
I that's what I had heard.
Yeah, I think you're wrong, dude.
I saw that on Pro Football.
Yeah, you got to do some research.
Well, don't blame me. Blame Pro Football.
Yeah, you got to do some research. I think you might be wrong on that one. 36? I don't know. Could be off. What do you got?
I'm looking.
Yeah, you don't know. Yeah, just throwing stuff out there. Whatever, John. He could be 36.
I think he is. I read that anyway.
Mm-hmm. Powerful dude. I thought he was in his 40s, but, you know, you can just throw it out there, see if it sticks, John. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you, Sports Radio 610. We got a song from Loophole Rappin' Duke. He's got a jam about Brian Gain and the quest for Nick Caserio. And speaking of Nick Caserio, he might be tied up in a closet somewhere in New England because apparently they ain't going to let him go. We'll give you the latest next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.